503 Jams cares about Kansas City. If you see something, say something. Call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. Stand up in silence to violence in KC. On the phone with me right now is Kenthedo Robinson. There's going to be the Buffalo Hero, the Wayne Miner story, something that you need to check out going on here in the Kansas City area. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I am good, and I'm glad to have you on the phone to tell us about what's going on with the Wayne Miner story. Tell us or give us some details about what's happening.
Well, we are going to be bringing the play from New York called World War One Hero, the Wayne Miner story. It is a Kansas City story. It is a story of a fallen hero from the Kansas City area who became the last guy to die in World War One.
Wow.
In his fight and our fight for world democracy.
Wow, wow. And this is something that you've written, correct?
Yes, it is. 4 years of research. I work with a local historian here by the name of Joe Lewis Maddox, who has transitioned. He's no longer with us. 4 years ago, when he approached me about writing the play, I said to him, you want me to write a play about the projects, right? And he quickly gave me a lesson on who Wayne Miner was. Many Kansas Cityans will remember that there was a Wayne Miner project that were down towards the north side of downtown area. Yes, and many people do not know his story, though. I did 4 years of research, ended up going to France and London at the World War One Museum in London.
Wow.
In France, when I arrived in France at the cemetery where Wayne Miner is actually buried, and many of the black American soldiers are also buried there in France. The receptionist was so excited about an American coming in, especially from the Kansas City area, to visit the cemetery. And then when I told her I was writing a play, she was very ecstatic about it. She said she, when the students come from the France area schools, that she always tell them the story of Wayne Miner. Wayne Miner was in the 92nd Division. He was a Buffalo soldier. He came out of the Kansas City area. And his lieutenant needed someone to take ammunition out to the front line because the Germans were advancing quickly and hard. And none of the other soldiers wanted to step forward. So Wayne stepped forward and said, I will take the ammunition out to the machine gunners. Lieutenant Clark, who actually is from Kansas City, Missouri, over in Kansas, said that he got a lump in his throat when Wayne stepped forward and said he would take the ammunition out.
Oh.
So that was the last time that he got a chance to see Wayne alive. And, of course, I took some liberties in the story because the story that I just told you is an actual account that was written by Lieutenant Clark.
Mm.
And it survived a fire where it was housed in one of the museums in Iowa. Also, there's only one picture that we have of Wayne Miner. Many of you in Kansas City may have seen it. That, along with the article, is the only thing that really survived out of that fire that happened. And Wayne Miner is considered a hero worldwide now. In France, he's considered a hero. So we walked to his marker where his gravesite is, and the lady who was the receptionist gave me some sand from World War One, and we rubbed the sand over his gravestone, and the letters began to pop out because these are all white crosses that are in the cemetery.
Yeah, that's crazy. A worldwide name from Kansas City right there. The Wayne Miner story is going to be going down Friday, November 22nd, Saturday, November 23rd, and Sunday, November 24th. Where is this play going to take place at, and how can they get tickets?
Yes, it will be at the Just Off Broadway Theater. That's 3051 Central, Kansas City, Missouri. And tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com. And you can also purchase tickets at the door.
Yes, yes. And then if they want more info on this, where can they get it at?
You can ring the number 917-523-2823, 917-523-2823, or you can call the Just Off Broadway Theater number, which I'm sorry I don't have in front of me at the moment. but just off Broadway Theater at their website, which is pretty easy to get to.
I like this. We're talking about this time right after Veterans Day, and of course, getting a Black History education before Black History Month. It's always good to hear about good stories about good people, and definitely learning something. It definitely was all about. I appreciate your time calling in, and thank you, and good luck with the play and everything that's going down this weekend.
Well, thank you. Come on out, Kansas City. See your hero.